Welcome to Two Lacquered Ladies, the podcast about nail polish and nail art by the ladies who stream it. I'm Stephanie, aka Fanaticure, on every social media platform that matters. I'm an unprofessional nail artist, and I like to make fan art on my nails.
Howdy, my name is Danny, and you can find me as Danny Shout online. I'm a science educator by day and a nail art hobbyist by night. On stream, I like to create scenes with themes on my nails.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to our 50th episode of Two Lacquered Ladies.
We made 50 of these things.
We have made 50 of these things, Danny.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone who's listened this far, this long journey. That's over 50 hours of just listening to us yab. Yap.
That is well over 50 hours. And yeah, we release this podcast every other week. So that means that, like, well, we've been doing this for more than 2 years because we have missed several episodes.
What? We're so consistent.
Yeah. Well, look, we are pretty consistent. Like,
no, we're actually pretty good.
There are plenty of people who start podcasts and just stop podcasting. And we haven't done that. And I'm very proud of us for that.
Me too.
Yeah, it's good. So yeah, like Danny said, if you have been listening to us since the beginning, or if you're starting today, or if you started 25 episodes ago, or however long you've been listening, thank you so much for being here for this wild ride as we have descended into madness over the past 2 years.
Thank you.
We couldn't have done it
riding
without
this little
you.
Handbasket to hell with us.
Yes, we're in the handbasket to hell, as AC/DC said. That's what they say in the song. Don't look it up.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Hey, apparently I don't know music like I thought I did. I got roasted at Polish Pickup Bingo for not knowing a Johnny Cash song. Well, excuse me.
Okay. Audience, chat. Danny didn't know.
Chat weigh in.
Danny didn't know Walk the Line, the song that the Johnny Cash biopic was named after.
I've heard the name of that song before, but yeah, if you played it for me and it didn't just say Walk the Line, like it's the first line, I wouldn't know. No, I wouldn't. Sorry.
Yeah, it's wild. You're from Texas.
I know other Johnny Cash songs.
Okay.
I know. It's, you know, I know a few of his songs. I'm just really not into old man twang. I don't know. It's not my music.
Yeah, I can respect that. Like, I like Johnny Cash. My grandpa liked Johnny Cash, but it's not like he played it all the time. So I can understand that, you know, somebody from California might have a special vendetta against the Beach Boys. That people from around the world might be like, why do you care so much?
And yet I care deeply about the Beach Boys. I've told you about this.
Tell again.
Took a road trip with my dad when I was young. I want to say like middle school, maybe early high school, to visit my cousins up in Nebraska. And that is a long, boring drive from Texas to Nebraska. And we only had 2 CDs. And this is, you know, I don't know why we didn't listen to the local radio, but this is before like Sirius XM radio and all that. So it was the Eagles and the Beach Boys. And we just switched between the two.
Incredible.
And now I cannot stand either of them. No, I actually do still like the Beach Boys. But it took me a long time to listen to them again after that.
Yeah. I actually didn't like the Beach Boys growing up because I thought the music was kind of like vapid and stupid. And don't get me wrong, plenty of Beach Boys songs are vapid and stupid. Like, but they also are a vibe. Like, I do love just the purity of look at my car go fast.
Purity. It's poetry. It doesn't have to be deep. I remember getting into a little bit of an argument with my friend in high school because they were into the deep, the emotional music. I guess you'd call it emo. I don't want to offend anyone because I know those groups can be very specific about their definitions. But, you know, that kind of music. Meanwhile, I was listening to pop, the top 40. That's what I like. And you're arguing about music. And I was like, we don't have to swim in the deep end all the time. I like to splish splash on the kiddie pool sometimes. Like, sometimes shallow is fun.
Yeah. And also, like, especially when you get like later in the Beach Boys repertoire, like they don't stay just being like, look at my car, that surfer girl is pretty. Yeah. They do actually get a lot, in my opinion, a lot better and a lot more deep, but still really fun. And my favorite Beach Boys song is actually Sloop John B. I don't even know if you know that
Me
one.
Me too.
You too?
I love that song.
What? Danny?
He set out to sail John B.
My grandfather and me.
Yeah. No, that's my favorite Beach Boys song too. Oh my God.
Do you know? Okay. I might blow your mind right now or not.
I don't know really. Yeah,
anything?
Go for it.
Okay. I do not remember the town or the country, but somewhere in the Caribbean, that song is from. It is like a real song from that place. And like that song and the Sloop John B, which is like the wreck, is like off the coast of this place. You can go like see the Sloop John B. I don't think it's that deep.
You can go see Sloop John B.
You could go see Sloop John B. If you're unfamiliar with the song Sloop John B, it is literally just about a really, really crappy boat ride. It's just a dude complaining the whole time about how, like, one
I
guy
sing
ate his
it
corn.
All the time. I wanna go,
go home. Let me go home. The music videos, it's pre-MTV, but people still made promotional videos, is literally just like the Beach Boys in like sailing gear looking like captains and sailors, but they're like in their backyard in a pool and like they have like a little like blow up raft. It's so cute. It is so cute.
That's cute.
But yeah, like the Sloop John B is like a whole deal. And like this, just imagine you have the worst road trip ever. And then like someone writes a song about it and it becomes like the most famous song in your country and the Beach Boys sing it and everyone goes and visits your like broken down car at the junkyard. That's the Sloop John B.
That's awesome.
Right?
I love it so much.
I'm so happy.
Have I redeemed myself? I know Sloop John B.
Yeah.
Are we cool
We're
again?
We're cool okay, now. Yeah.
I was really getting chewed out by you in chat for not knowing Walk the Line by Johnny Cash. I apologize to everybody.
It's okay. Now we can bond over this. But yeah, it was okay. It was a wild polished pickup. But first, before we get into all the nail stuff, Danny, how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was good. We went to the Texas Hill Country to visit my grandfather. It was his 85th birthday on Thanksgiving. So we had pumpkin pie and cake. It was extra special. And it was really nice. It was my first Airbnb stay, and we stayed in a tiny home, which I see all over YouTube and I love to watch, but I've never actually been in one. It was delightful. Mm. It was tiny, but it was delightful. It was absolutely cute. And we got to bring the dogs, which was really nice because that's the hardest part of traveling when you have dogs is like places will be like, oh, you can have one or you can have one and it has to be under 20 pounds. And I'm like, we are never going to fit in that category. So yeah, we got to bring the dogs and the cabin we stayed at was really clean and nice. It was on some property and it was all gated in and very like nicely landscaped and private. It was really nice. And we're in a part of the Texas Hill Country that's classified as a dark sky zone. So there's like no streetlights or anything like that. So we could actually see the Milky Way, which was really cool. It wasn't like super vivid, you know, it's not like being out in the middle of the desert or anything like that, but you could see the cloudiness. Like you could actually see a bit of the Milky Way and tons of stars. And it was really nice. It was also really, really dark, obviously. And so my husband and I were out there stargazing and I looked down every now and then to give my neck a break because I actually don't like stargazing. Don't tell anybody. Everybody else seems to love stargazing. I'm just like, yeah, pretty dots. Cool. So I like to look around at the landscape every now and then and I saw a little shadow. And then it moved. And I was like, oh, there's a critter. And then I saw it move again. I was like, oh, there's a critter coming this way. So we got the dogs inside and we came back out because, of course, we got to see what it is. Because we had heard coyotes doing their yip barking thing in the background and all that kind of stuff. And the shadow just keeps getting closer and closer. And it was a little dog. Aww. It was a really little dog just wandering around. And I was like, oh, you're so cute. Please don't get eaten.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's like a local dog that just running his little trail or whatever. But yeah, it was really fun. And it's always nice to get out into the country. But how was your Thanksgiving?
It was fine. I went to my sister's house. I colored a turkey. We watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and kind of roasted a lot of it, honestly.
We watched a tiny bit of it. And we saw like three dancers fall down. And I was like, y'all, because it was like raining, right? In New York and it was all slippery. I felt so bad for them.
Yeah. Billy Porter opened the show and he opened it with, oh, Ease On Down the Road from The Wiz, which is such a fun song. And I love it. And he was wearing these platform shoes and he was just like, he was just serving it. Like, oh my gosh. And like my sister-in-law was like, how is he staying up? And I'm like, that is a seasoned Broadway performer. Do you think he's going to fall down on a wet stage? I don't think so.
They practice on baby oil.
They basically do. I mean, like, I don't know if he's ever been in Singing in the Rain. And not that every Singing in the Rain, you know, actually rains on the stage. Most of them, I think, have it on like the edge of the stage into like a little like ditch, basically, that just like the water is in front of you. But like, honestly, you gotta like make it work. And I feel like especially if you're wearing like big platforms or heels, if you're used to that, a lot of people can like manage difficult terrain better in heels and stuff than they can in regular shoes, just because they're already used to like not having a good time. So it's like, well, what's the difference? I'm always falling down anyway. So that was very, very impressive. But yeah, we had a pretty chill Thanksgiving. And I also went out to my husband's family's house on Saturday. And that was lovely. We had a nice Thanksgiving there too. And yeah, and we shopped, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But it was a good time. It was...
Yeah. Thumbs up. Yeah. The older I get, the more I like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was obviously like my least favorite holiday as a kid because like, oh, turkey. Cool. But as an adult, I'm like, oh, no obligation for gift giving. Oh, we can just relax and just we just eat. That's the whole holiday. That sounds great. Sign me up. I'm appreciating Thanksgiving more and more.
We picked up my sister-in-law and she was like, make room in your car for presents. And I was like, hun, why does your sister have presents? And he's like, I don't know. And so we like go to pick her up. And I was like, what's the occasion? And she's like, oh, I'm just bringing them over for early for Christmas. We were like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. We're not making this a thing. Don't make this a thing.
Don't make it a thing.
Yeah.
I actually feel like I liked it better as a kid because I feel like I had less obligation to make things.
Yeah.
And also
there is that.
I feel like as a kid, I not that this is a good thing, but I could like eat more with just reckless abandon.
Yes, there is that. I will give you that. My mom, she's an amazing cook and she made a brisket and a small turkey or whatever. But we all six adults, we just barely ate any of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just can't. I wish I understood that better as a child and appreciated those times where, yeah, you can just eat to your heart's content and still be hungry in 2 hours. Like, yeah, how was that?
It was because we were growing and we were just like, it was like, put it, we need more.
Yeah.
We got to
now
make
I like
human.
Have a few. Yeah, I have a few bites and then I'm like, oh, I got to lay down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I do think I liked it more. But it is nice to not have to do presents. And also now it's not even really like my sister does Thanksgiving. So, like, I was assigned a couple of things and I brought them. And then other than that, I didn't have to set it up. I didn't have to clean it up. I was scot-free. It was incredible. Yes. But yeah, we are getting towards that holiday season. And I just want to mention that I saw the cutest picture of our friend Paul at Nailed It Guys on Instagram. He also has a YouTube channel where he's been releasing so much content. He's been getting a lot of PR. Mm-hmm. Very cool dude, a Broadway performer, legit. And right now he is playing the Ghost of Christmas Present in a production of A Christmas Carol in Utah, actually. And they are letting him wear nail polish on stage as the Ghost of Christmas Present.
So awesome.
I'm going to ask him for permission to include the picture of him on a pole, not in that way.
But he's on the pole.
He's on the pole. That'd be a different kind of Christmas Carol. But he is... he's in a promo poster on a pole outside of the theater that he's performing in. And he's, you know, Christmas present towards the end of the day where he's turning more and more into Santa Claus and then dies.
Yeah.
That does happen. But like, he looks so dang cute. He looks like Santa Claus and he's got his little painted nails. And I've been showing everybody I can this picture. And I'm just like, look at this adorable man with nail polish. And also he watches my stream. Do you understand?
He's so special.
He's so special. This is my Blorbo. Ghost of Christmas Present in a production in Utah is my Blorbo. Yes.
In fact, wasn't he getting into makeup when we were doing bingo? I can't remember.
Yes. If
that was bingo or a different stream. It was bingo.
Yeah, he actually posted a little video of him like doing his makeup while like he could hear us doing bingo in the background. And we were just like, do not miss a cue because you're watching bingo. As someone who has missed cues because I was like distracted by something else. Don't let me be that to you. But yeah, it was very fun. And it was a really, really fun polish pickup bingo.
It was. It took us by surprise. We were expecting to be doing it today, as of this recording, actually.
Yeah.
But Polish Pickup Bingo opened a week early, and we were like, wait, what? And we were not ready. So we ended up doing it a Monday stream, which, I don't know, it was just as chaotic as normal, but a little extra chaotic, I guess.
Yeah.
It was somewhat unplanned. But it was Maker's Choice, and I love Maker's Choice, because the weird girl flags come out. And
yes.
By far, the winner of the Weird Girl Award was Giora Couture.
I think it was Doomed that was like, Stephanie, I cannot wait until you get to Giora Couture.
Yeah. Oh, Giora Couture.
Should we open up the Giora Couture? Do you have it open? Can you tell me the description?
I have it open. Yes. So the polish is called Vibes. And... it is inspired by a beautiful woman vibing. that alone had us just could not contain ourselves. But even better, it is a hollow base with dot glitters in various colors with a golden magnetic pull. Its pineapples have peeling too as a topper, kind of. It's so weird. It's weird. It's ugly. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But it's a vibe. It's absolutely a vibe.
It's weird. It's ugly. It is purchased by both of us immediately.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Immediate.
There was one about like balls, about like glowing balls.
Oh, yeah. I can.
Balls of light.
Try to find it. Balls inspired by balls of light. We lost it at that one, too. I can't remember who made that one. Let's see. The other one that we were all over was the Great Lake Slacker, which the polish name was My Ashes After They Cremate Me, which is so hardcore.
Yes!
But it's inspired by a meme.
See, it's so funny because the way that you said it was so hardcore, and like the way that I was thinking of it was just like in my meme voice, which is like, My Ashes When They Cremate Me. Like,
yeah. POV, My Ashes When They Cremate Me. Yeah.
Me, dot, 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 My Ashes When They Cremate Me. This. Yeah. It was so good, though. Oh, we were dying.
So good. I'm still looking for the one that was inspired by Balls of Light. Oh, I found it. It's the indie by Patty Lopez, Magic Xmas, which is actually a really pretty Titanic polish to me because it's got this like teal background with a copper magnetic pull. It looks like beautiful rust. But yeah, inspired by, in capital, Balls of Light.
Yes, it was. That was what, the balls? Reason. Balls of Light.
Balls. It was such a fun polish pickup. Like these, I love it when the makers go ham and just throw something weird at the wall because that's what polish pickup is all about. Give me the weirdness.
Absolutely. And definitely, you know, a lot of us are not looking forward to this upcoming year. And we were like, are they really going to make New Year's polishes? And the nihilism was palpable.
Yes. It really was.
And I was like, thank you.
We were all like, nah. Yeah. We're all on the same page. Nobody's looking forward to 2025. No. We're over it. I saw a great TikTok. It was a girl and she was like, everybody praying, please God, make 2025 my year. And then she switched perspectives as if she was God. And she's like, y'all still alive? Y'all are still down there? Oh, shoot.
We are God's leftovers that he left in the back of the fridge. And now it's a thriving community of mold.
Yes. And we are fuzzy.
And when God opens it's the
all
fridge,
different colors.
Opens it and goes, oh, I don't have time to deal with that now.
I've done that so many times where I'm like, this is trash, but if I put it in the trash can, it will be stinky trash.
Yes.
So it's going to stay sealed in the refrigerator until trash day.
Yes.
That's us.
That's us.
We are in the Tupperware that will never be returned.
Yeah. It's too far gone. The whole Tupperware out.
Yeah.
So if you ever feel too full of yourself, just remember that you are the mold in God's Tupperware.
Yes. We're just here for a good time, man. We're just doing the best we can on top of that old spaghetti, which, ugh.
Speaking of spaghetti Tupperware, I made spaghetti a while back and I like used this like pop out silicone strainer and I left it in the sink as I want to do. And then when I was washing the spaghetti thing or just rinsing it before I put it in the dishwasher, like the stuff with the spaghetti sauce on it, I didn't realize that the like sink was not draining at all. I thought it was draining slow. And so I like walked away with the strainer still in there. But when I came back, it had not drained at all. And it had been like 12 hours of that strainer just sitting in that spaghetti water. And I was just looking at it like this spaghetti Tupperware, freaking Lenry's nails.
Oh, yeah.
Only say it because Lindsay says it.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than I do think spaghetti is the worst, like dishwater.
Yeah,
like the slimy noodles touching your.
Yeah, it is. Like, spaghetti is gross in the dishwasher. Or not in the dishwasher. Well, sure, the dishwasher, too. But in the sink, gross.
In the sink is, it's the worst. Speaking of Lenry, did you see her last nail look with her cat head nail shape? She only kept one. And she made the freaking Eye of Sauron.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yes. I showed that to my husband and he had not been, I have not been keeping my husband apprised of Lenry's nail shape. I don't go to him every day and go, hun, new nail shape drop.
Look what she did today.
And so I think he was sitting behind me. I think that we were like snuggling and he was behind me and I had it open and he was like, what?
How'd she do that?
Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, that's her nail shape. I guess the other ones got shortened. Yeah, incredible. 10 out of 10, chef's
incredible.
Kiss.
Yes. Oh, love to see it.
Yeah. I commented like, wow, it was a really good Cheesecake Factory nail art. So they got those big Eye of Sauron, like.
Yes. I love Cheesecake Factory decor. It's yes. so buck wild. It's like you, like your menu is 20 pages. Your restaurants are the weirdest mishmash of like all these ridiculous styles. Why are there pillars? And like,
I can't look at a Cheesecake Factory.
It's delicious.
It is delicious, except my vendetta against Cheesecake Factory.
Oh.
Is that they change their recipe for chicken and biscuits, and it's just not even worth it anymore.
Aww.
They used to have these like 5-inch biscuits, their chicken and biscuits. And now it doesn't taste exactly the same, and the biscuits are like normal biscuit size, and I'm like, how far you have fallen?
What's the point?
What is the point? Yeah, I'm always like, occasionally there's one or two things I can tell in a Cheesecake Factory that like, I'm like, oh, this is this style. But I just walk in there and I'm like, what is this?
What am I looking at here? Yeah.
Like,
I love that about though. It's just, it's a vibe.
It is.
It's your couture. It's just vibing.
It's a beautiful woman vibing. That's what the Cheesecake Factory is.
It has the same energy. It's kind of ugly, but like you can't help but love it.
You can't help but just be like, you do you. I'm just so happy that you exist. Nothing about this is ideal. You're gonna make this work, I can tell. Oh my goodness. The Cheesecake Factory is epic. And so was Lynn Rhee's nail art. And she had other Lord of the Rings moments on her nails, like one of her, like a thumb, I think was like a hobbit house.
Oh yeah. No, beautifully painted art, like on a teeny tiny nails, like just knocking it out of the park. But man, that little eye of Sauron just dangling in the air above her nail. It just killed me.
It was incredible.
It was so good. So other things happening. It is now December. Now we're gearing up for all the Christmas stuff, including Holotaco's 12 Days of Christmas Without an H. For those who don't know, it's because Christine's name is spelled without an H, so it's a joke. Some people get weird about that for some reason. But anyway, it's nail polish. We're just having fun. Today, as of recording, is a scavenger hunt, and I did it, and it was really fun. I actually had a really good time going through the scavenger hunt. So you get a little clue, and you have to look up that shade. And what they did is they added the next clue in the like swatch pictures for that shade. And then so you go through 12 of them, and at the very end, there's a link to enter to get a $500 gift card. But then on that link, just a warning, anyone who wants to do it, you have to go back and like remember all the shades. So write them down as you go through.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really fun. And I think next time I stream, maybe I'll go through it with people on stream just for funsies. I hope they leave it up, even if the link stops working. I think the scavenger hunt part was really fun. So yeah, that was really cute. Tomorrow, day two, it says there's a new fragrance-free hand cream coming out. So that's exciting.
That's very exciting.
There's a whole bunch of question marks on a lot of the days, but there are a few that are listed. So day four will be voted back polishes and a mini glass nail file. So I'm excited to see who got voted back. Day seven is the declassified tacos version 2. Very excited for that one. Day nine, the vault will be unlocked. So retired or shades that have gone out will be coming back. I believe the Birthstone collection in its entirety will be coming back. So I believe that's what day nine is. And that's very exciting. And then day 12 is listed free cleanup brush with every order. So we'll see what the other days are going to end up being. But yeah, I'm excited. I enjoy the 12 days of Holotaco's Christmas. It's fun. It's a excuse to spend even more money
right?
on nail polish. Not that I should be. But yeah. I'm having fun.
We have done some Black Friday shopping, and I will preface this by saying, no, I did not buy hardly any polish on Black Friday. And the polish that I bought on Black Friday was Polish Pickup, which I would have bought any Friday.
Yeah, that was not on sale. We just happened to be there.
I did try to buy, again, this isn't really Black Friday. I did try to buy from Fancy Gloss because they have a red matte hex glitter topper and I've wanted one forever, and Doomed Red Shirt beautifully found that for me. And it was from Fancy Gloss. And I was like, yeah, yeah, add to wish list. Let's plan this. And it said on the thing, opens at 6. And I said, I don't need to look at the time zone because everybody's in Pacific. Hello. and then at 3:30, Doomed is like, did you get it? Did you get it? And I was like, oh, crap. No. Oh. No, I didn't, Doomed. Thanks for asking. I didn't get it, but yeah, we bought a lot of other stuff for Black Friday. A lot. We bought a resin 3D printer.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And I'm we're using it for minis because I'm doing a lot of mini painting, but I'm also excited for its use for nail art because, as Danny and I were saying before, like, there are different facets of mini painting that really like tend to like coincide with nail art, and a lot of nail artists, including a lot that I know, like Doomed Red Shirt for one, they also do minis. So like, I'm excited about perhaps 3D printing some nail stuff, like some little things that I could like put on my nails for some nail looks.
That'd be so cool. I'm picturing like you painting a landscape on your nail and then 3D printing the tiniest mini to then put on top.
Danny.
And making a little scene. You gonna do that?
The Wicker Man. The Wicker Man.
The Wicker Man.
The Zardoz head. Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God. The possibilities are endless. Endless, I say. So yeah, I'm super excited. If you are listening and you're about to comment, Stephanie, are you going to be safe about this? Because resin printers are very dangerous, actually. Still comment that because engagement. But
yes,
we are doing a grow tent setup where we put the 3D printer and the curer and everything into a tent that is ventilated into a window outside. So, and I also have like my big old hazmat face respirator thing. So yeah, we are being as safe as we possibly can with it. If you are looking into getting a resin printer, please, for the love of God and all that is holy, look up the safety measures, because people will be like, oh, I like my 3D printer, but it smells so bad. And I'm like, you are literally dying right now as we speak. Like, even if it doesn't smell.
Future mesothelioma commercials.
Yeah. Somebody did a test on YouTube. They were like testing the air in their house to see if like the filters that make it smell better actually filter out all of the toxins out of the air. And they do not. It's almost exactly the same. So just because you can't smell it doesn't mean it's not there. Do not leave it up to chance. Your nose does not know if you're being poisoned. You got to do the things that you got to do. And I think the tent setup is the best one. So yeah, there you go. There's my soapbox for the day. Don't kill yourself with resin. Yay.
Yay. I got a little lecture about inhaling toxic chemicals. I was talking to my father-in-law, who used to work at a refinery for oil and stuff. He refilled the benzene tanks, you know. Mm-hmm. He would just take a big whiff because it smelled good.
Yeah.
No OSHA back then. But he's listing off a bunch of the chemicals, including toluene, that I did not know was involved in the oil process.
Yeah.
And I perked up and I was like, oh, I got some of that on my nails right now.
Right here.
He's like, you really don't want to be smelling that all the time. I'm like, it's too bad.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not giving up my toluene.
I have looked into toluene because I'm not the kind of person to leave things to chance like that. And from what I can tell, the level that one of us is toluene inhaling is really not an issue. And it's not one of those things that's killing you. It's just like making you loopy, pretty much. So, you know, do your own research. Don't trust me. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a marine's biologist. But just like, yeah, it should be okay. But maybe open a window. Maybe use a fan.
Yeah, no, I've got a fan behind me that's blowing the air out of the room and circulating and stuff. I'm not worried about it. It was just funny that in his list of toxic chemicals is something we use every day, just well, about.
You know, the second T in TNT is toluene.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's like, let me look up what TNT stands for, because it's in there.
Do they still use TNT?
I don't know.
Probably, right? They still got to blow things up sometimes. But I don't know if they use something different. Any minors in the audience? Sorry. Do you still use TNT? No, oh. I mean like a minor, like a... Like you know, kids. With the hard hats.
Kids, are you still using dynamite?
Sorry, that's great.
I was looking up don't TNT. Be. Also, don't sorry, mind. Just... Stop minding everybody.
Ooh, yeah, it's we bad for enough. The environment. Ooh, what does TNT stand for?
So I'm just so used to telling children to not be here.
I know, it was great.
If you're a minor in this audience, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
not a child if you mind things. You're doing a very dangerous job. Anyway, the point is that it's trinitrotoluene.
That's cool. That's good to know.
Yes. When I told Husbando about the fact that I use toluene, that's like the first thing he said. It was like, oh, like in TNT. I was like, what? What?
Apparently. That's so fun.
Minors
that's
in
a,
that's
the
a audience.
Fun fact to know.
I'll weigh in. On anything, really. So let us know your mind.
Yeah, your opinion is valid.
Yeah. What'd you buy?
Black Friday shopping. I had my little wish list, and honestly, I might go back for more. What I did actually click purchase on was Plus Life Lacquer. They're having a good Black Friday sale. So I got a few random polishes, like really random. I got their Crelly of the Month. Their first one, Set Your Heart Ablaze, which is very dangerous because I love Crellies and anything of the month, automatically my little collector part of my brain starts getting really excited. I'm like, calm down. I'm not going to get it every month, but we'll see. Then I got the Doorbuster, which is all tickles, no tackles. So funny. Elmo themed, tickle me Elmo themed. I got One Winged Angel because, again, Crellies. I got Holly Berry Bay because I need more Christmassy polishes for background of nail art and stuff. So that's perfect. And then I got the Toget About It. The funny part is I don't play any of these games. I don't like Pokemon, any of that. But that is a perfect 4th of July polish. And I was like, you know, I'm missing that from my collection.
Yeah.
So I got it.
It's my favorite 4th of July polish. And my favorite Christmas polish is Holly Berry Bay.
Mm-hmm. They're great Crellies. So I got those. I'm very excited about it. And then I also got Pinnacle Polish. I went ahead and decided to get the National Parks collection in the minis. So I'll have volume one in full-size bottles and the rest of them in minis, which kind of makes my brain itch, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'll get over it.
Yes. Did you shop Danny Vianna or Lacquer 22?
I am there on my list. I believe their sales go for another day or two. And so I will, I have to pause, you know, look at my bank account and really think about it.
Yeah.
But yes, I might swing back around for a little Danny Vianna. And Lacquer 22 does like a 50% off sale. That's very hard to beat, you know? So
yeah.
I might pick up a few Lacquer 22s.
I actually think I might also pick up Lacquer 22 because there is a metallic red hex glitter polish by Lacquer 22. And I honestly, because I looked at both of them on my last stream, honestly, I like both of them. They have very different vibes, but like I like both of those vibes. So I think I might go there. And they also have that ketchup and mustard topper. Hopefully they still
have that one. The We Go Together.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute. Yeah. It's so cute.
So I might have to stop by Lacquer 22 because I do want that one. So I'll at least have one of those red toppers. But yeah, I also might buy more from Polish Pickup, but I was like literally in my friend's car going, that's the other Black Friday shopping I did. I was going to Company D Company D is the Disney cast member only store near Disneyland that they put out, like, usually like at the end of the season, they'll just put out like the stuff they were selling for the season. So there was Halloween stuff there and also stuff that doesn't sell well. What I was looking for is there is this super duper jacked up Star Wars shirt that they made for Star Wars Day that has like C-3PO with his like hands up like, oh, like he's like some like lady running through a field. But also like his foot is like back. Like it looks like it's supposed to be like a shot of his like his foot being up because he's running and like behind him, but like the foot is just like dangling from his knee in the weirdest, it's like a little foot punching bag. I kind of want to show it to you. I think it's actually available still on like online, but like, and for really cheap too, because nobody bought it because it sucks, but I love it. I was hoping to find that. I didn't find that, but I found so much stuff. I bought like probably at least 10 enamel pins because they were all so cheap. Ooh. And they had so many good ones. Oh, also Pride. They're leftover Pride stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. They had a set of Pride pins that was, it was like, kind of like, it looked like a bottle cap shape. Mm-hmm. But it was like, they all had like rainbows behind them. And it was Stitch, Mickey, Minnie, Kermit, and Ursula.
Nice.
And as my husband says, that's a family.
That's, there you go. Yeah, I unfortunately, my family did ask about my nail polish collection. They're like, how many do you have now? And I was like, I don't want to tell you because it is well over 1,000 bottles of nail polish. But I love it. It makes me happy. It brings me joy.
Your nail polish collection is between you, yourself, and however many people are listening to this podcast. All right. Here is
exactly
the Star Wars Day shirt.
Oh, what is that? Yeah, that is amazing. I want that too, because what is even happening? That's not C-3PO. Since when does he have shoulders like that? This is like literally a like Barbie doll shaped body.
It really is. He's slaying.
And R2-D2 is the wrong colors. He has a blue head. Where's his blue?
You're catching stuff that I did not catch. It's even worse than I thought it was.
And like, where are they? Nothing in Star Wars looks like this cinder block hallway.
Like, what is this? The cinder block hallway, I can only imagine because it is for Disneyland that it's some sort of a location, but not one I can recognize. Not one I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I just love his little footy, little foot there. But yeah, they are finally sold out. So someday. I want that. And there's also this absolutely hideous Sebastian the Crab like tracksuit. I'm pretty sure I've showed it to you. It is like a paisley handkerchief design. Here it is. But like, that sounds like it could be cute, but it's not. I'll try to put this in the description. Look at, this is a full tracksuit, Danny.
Oh.
And I saw that at Company D like 2 years ago when I went with the same friend. Because the reason I was able to go is because a friend works for Disney. And I was like, what is that? Why is that Disney? And I'm like, looked closer and I'm like, there's little crabs. There's little Sebastian. Who wants this?
I don't know. Who is this for? Disney? Who is this for?
There were so many of them. For nobody and they knew. And they knew. Because, yeah, it's like not even, it's like, to describe it to you, it's little squares of like what looks like a red paisley, you know, the classic kind of cowboy handkerchief, but with little Sebastians kind of like put into it in Canva. Yeah. And then the pattern doesn't even, it's not even like even, it's just like it's a repeating pattern, but a large pattern of the same square, like full picture of a handkerchief, but like, You gotta look at the picture.
You gotta look at the picture. Because it's also, Sebastian doesn't have any color. It's just line art. Like, his eyes are the same red as his body. Like,
you're right.
It's upsetting. I don't like this at all. And yeah, you're right. It's like one full square over the like left-hand side of the chest, and then like half a square going into the armpit on the... Ugh! Nobody wants this!
Nobody wants this! Except for I kind of do want it now. I've regretted ever since not buying that whole tracksuit and just like...
If it was for like $2, sure. But like, knowing Disney, it's still going to be like $40.
Well, where I was, I think that I could have gotten the whole tracksuit for $40. But at the time I was like, no, it's just ugly. I don't. And like, Stephanie, you got to understand that if you're like, this is so ugly, like, give yourself a that's so ugly allowance, because you're going to regret it.
Yeah, you're going to be thinking about it later.
Yeah. Like, this is a piece of art. This is so bad. It's art. All right. We are going to take a quick break and oil our cutes. And when we come back, we're going to answer some audience questions. So stay tuned. Hey everyone, it's Stephanie, and I'm just here to say that the Sticker Shop is up and running. So head on over to our Sticker Shop on Ko-fi, link in the description, to get those high quality waterproof two lacquered ladies and Fanaticure stickers you've always wanted. Stickers ship for the same price whether you buy one or 100. We ship worldwide at a reasonable price, and each order comes with a personal note from me. And now, back to the show. Okay, we are back. We are moisturized. We are in our lane. We are thriving. We have a question from our lovely friend who we have already been talking about today. That's Doomed Red Shirt. And Doomed Red Shirt asks, favorite polish effect and least favorite? Our correspondent Danny on the street, what's yours?
Hang on, should I pretend it's really windy?
Hi, I'm here and the storm's just breaking.
I'm here in the storm.
Exactly.
This is tough. I think I have to go with linear holographic for my favorite polish effect. It's just because I really like shimmers too.
Yeah.
But that linear holographic just, it has the same kind of feel as a shimmer with that extra rainbow and so gosh darn gorgeous, so useful in nail art. It can be the background polish. You can also use it for reverse stamping. Yeah, linear holographic, my favorite.
So for me, it's like between the two. There are two different varieties of effect. I had to specify that, that I really, really love. And so number one, it's really top caught between two, but I am tempted to give foil effect number one. And I know what some of you in the audience are thinking, and you shouldn't be thinking it because it's dirty. No, I know what some of you are thinking. And it's that, Stephanie, you don't like Christine's foil polishes. You don't like Holo Taco's foil polishes. Why didn't you buy the foils collection? They're so beautiful. And it's because I don't really like how she does foils. I just don't. And because I love foils so much, it means a lot to me. You can't just be like, this is a foil. Love it. Like, no.
I reject your foil and replace it with my own.
Exactly. I love a fine foil finish. Orly has a lot of incredible fine foil finishes. I can't remember any of the names of those polishes off the top of my head, but
they're there.
But they're there. Luxe is one of them. It's a really wonderful, almost white gold foil that they have. That's a super beautiful one. I mean, technically, Fluidity from the Futurism collection is a foil, but I don't like silver foils with little specks of other color. Maybe there's one that exists that I do like, but that is what's happening there, and I don't like that. But my hands-down number one favorite foil company is ILNP. They have an incredible line, pretty much rainbow line of foils. They just came out with a bunch of new ones. They're not really my colors, so I didn't run to go get them. They were kind of like pastel foils. But like, I would go for a foil over a chrome any day, because like, I feel like that is a more true metallic look on the nail versus like when you try to make a chrome polish, however way that you do that, it's pretty hard to do. So I always go for the foils. And my favorite foil of all time is actually not from ILNP. It's Trixie by Zoya. So next time Zoya is having one of their crazy sales, get Trixie. It is just so good. It's just a pure silver foil. I love it.
Shimmers are amazing. There's so many of them. And that makes it hard to say like, oh, I love all. It's like, oh, so you like 99% of nail polish. Yeah, yeah. I do. Shimmers are great.
Like, there's this video of Tom Hardy, who I love, by the way, playing with a bunch of dogs, like puppies, and talking about how much he loves dogs. And he's like holding one of them. And he's like, I love this dog. It isn't my kind of dog, but it could be if I had it.
That's about how I feel.
Yeah.
About dogs and shimmers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this isn't really mine, but it could be.
It could be. I'd get used to this pretty quick. I bet I'd like it. Least favorite it's got to be magnetics. Mm-hmm. I do think they're cool. I mean, yeah, but I don't think they're worth it. I don't think the time investment and having to hold that magnet still over my nail for however long you're supposed to, and then it like immediately fading out for most of them. I just don't think it's worth it. If you're working with gel polish, that's a different story. Magnetics are meant for gels. They really are. So yeah, magnetic regular nail lacquer. Bleh.
I got to agree with you because like more than anything, you know, if I remember to use my thermal polishes, I'll use them. But even when I remember that I have magnetics that could be used, I'm like, oh God, no. I know.
Yeah. I just don't want to.
Yeah. I have another least favorite finish, and this is going to be so incredibly controversial, but you're going to have to bear with me because it is my opinion. I don't. And also, I want to say there's a lot of finishes out there and I like them all. So being my least favorite doesn't mean I hate it. It just means it's my least favorite. It's hollow, honestly. Like, there are good hollow, like there's hollows that I really like. Like I think that a hollow looks wonderful in a jelly. I do think there is a time and place for linear hollows. I think that they're very useful. I think they gradient super well. I don't think they're bad polishes, but what I really dislike is a more opaque polish that has like hollow in it, just breaking up the rest of the finish, graying it out, just adding, like, some people don't like black specks in their polish. I love black specks.
Those people are crazy.
Those people are crazy, Selena. Anyway. Not to name names. But no, like, I'm the same way with hollow, though. I'm the same but opposite with hollow. I could see where they're coming from because I like the black breakup, but I don't like the hollow breakup. It just kind of, because to get the shine, you have to be in just the right lighting. To me, most of the time, it's just like, what's this weird gray stuff in my polish? So yeah, like not all the time. There's a time and a place. And I think that like a scattered hollow over a mani is really pretty because usually that's small enough that like it doesn't really break it up. But
yeah,
I've seen so many polishes and polish pickup where I was like, I'm into that if it wasn't for the dang hollow flakes in it. I'd be so into that.
Yep. I feel that. I do. Because I'm thinking of like especially big, chunky glitter hollows. I do tend to avoid those. One for like just the texture and the difficulty of the formula. But also I don't think they're that pretty. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they're that pretty.
I really like a chunky glitter hollow. But here is my caveat. The glitters have to be different sizes. I love Winifred from Enchanted Polish, except for all of the glitters are the same size. And it just doesn't look right. It looks chunky in a weird way. Mr. Mint and Onyx from Cupcake Polish are the same way. I'm like, sorry, you gotta use multiple sizes or else this doesn't do it for me. Anyway, I think that is enough for today. So, Danny, take us out.
Thank you all so much for listening. Please check out our YouTube channel and leave a comment with your favorite moment, a story to share, and of course, any questions you'd like us to answer in future episodes.
Be sure to check out Danny and I on Twitch, Instagram, and YouTube. I am Fanatic Here. She is Danny Shout. All of our links are in the description. Join us next time when we interview the miners in our audience and find out what their favorite brand of TNT is.
Stay lacquered.